What are your emotions right now for us?
Oh, I think I'm just overwhelmed with joy. Like, 2 years in a row to have the faith to bowl the last over is pretty special.
And bowling that last over?
My nerves. I was getting flashbacks from last year, but I think, yeah, for me, I love those moments. Especially when there's a crowd behind me, I know my team are backing me. I just know I've got to land my lengths and, yeah, I guess just back myself like I've been doing for the whole year.
Pretty courageous after getting hit for six and toss it up again, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a pretty good shot, especially with the wind. That's one thing I was cautious about is not getting too full, and if I actually dug it into the wicket and try and get them to cut me. But unfortunately, she got under me. It was a good shot, but luckily I got her the next ball. So I was, yeah.
As you saw the second one disappearing into the, I mean, when did you realise that you're okay?
My heart stopped. And then I saw Gemma getting settled under it. About 2 metres in from the boundary, I was like, oh, come on, just hold it. And then she held it and I kind of let out a big scream, a big relief of joy, I think it was. Yeah.
Take me through your thoughts for the last ball.
I was just telling myself to land it. I was just land it outside off, try and get her to swing to the leg side. I wanted to be full, but not too full that she could get under it as a step here. It's more of a jam under the bat, and luckily she top edged it to the short third and yeah, managed to get it in and yeah, take the bails and game over.
It's quite something to be able to perform with that sort of pressure. I mean, did you feel it?
Yeah, I was feeling it from the 17th over, especially when the surge was happening. I sort of was looking at the scoreboard, trying to take note of how many runs I needed to defend off the last over, and I thought anything over 10 I had in the bag. I told myself as soon as I got to my run up, take a deep breath, take every ball as it is, take my time, and know that if I back my skills, I'm going to do it for the team.
How many times have you had to bowl a final over in that kind of situation?
I bowled a fair few last overs and I bowled a fair few super overs as well. So I think for me personally, I love the crucial moments and the big moments if I need to step up. And I think for me personally, if I know the team's got my back, I know that I can perform. And especially, yeah, on a big stage like this, having so many people behind me and just hearing that roar at the end, yeah, I'm not going to forget that for a while.
How special is it to do it in front of the home crowd this time around?
It's pretty bloody special. Like, honestly, I just never pictured to play a home grand final and to have a semi here and then a final here. It was, yeah, incredible. And I just think, yeah, thank you to all the Adelaideans who came out to support us. They've been amazing. And the crowd even sticking around now is incredible. Like, you can just see and hear them so loud. They're just amazing.
And did I hear the skipper right, that she put back-to-back on the agenda very early on?
Yeah, she did, back-to-back. And then if we were to win this one, back-to-back-to-back. Yeah. Three's a good charm, you know? But no, I think just manifesting it from the beginning, like, this group is something special, and the way everyone's so positive from the start, it's a really good group. And I think that's what makes us really good cricketers, is we enjoy everyone's company. And we got someone like a Luke Williams as coach. We want to win for him. And we just saw the emotions on his face and how special it means to him. And, you know, he was in tears. He made me cry, for God's sake. Like, it's just so special to see and just so heartwarming to see.
How important is it to have this deep group of homegrown players? Like, other clubs seem to really rely on their internationals. You guys don't.
Yeah, it's incredible, honestly, the depth that we have here, not only in South Australia, but, you know, over in Australia, the depth of cricket itself is amazing. You know, you've got Charlie Noll, who performed outstandingly this year. You got someone like a Georgia Bowl, but then in other teams, you got, like, Courtney Webb coming up to the stage. And I just think, you know, Australian cricketers are producing really amazing cricketers, and I think Cricket Australia have, you know, a lot to look forward to in the future.
Thank you.